One of the newer members of the Indians organization, Aaron Harang, now joins us as part of our Wahoo Week coverage from Goodyear, Arizona. Aaron signed during the offseason to a free agent contract, spent last year with Seattle and the year before with the Dodgers, a big right-handed pitcher who joins the Indians organization. So, Aaron, first of all, welcome not only to WEOL but to the Indians. And what attracted you to this organization? I'm sure you had an opportunity to kind of look around, see what might be out there. What was it about the tribe that you said, that's where I'm signing, that's what I like?
You know, getting to watch these guys play a little bit last year, facing them, you know, and just seeing the excitement they had last year getting into the playoffs, you know, winning that wild card, you know, I felt like, you know, this was going to be a good opportunity for me. And, you know, obviously I did have some past history with Tito back in the Oakland days when I was a rookie. So, you know, getting to talk with him, kind of get a feel for the organization and the team. And, you know, knowing a few of the other guys, I've known Swisher from back in the Oakland days. And, you know, then facing Giambi and getting to talk to him, you know, the last couple of years in Colorado. And just the excitement of, you know, and then obviously facing the Indians during Interleague all my years in Cincinnati. So, you know, it was definitely exciting, and I think it's a good opportunity for me. And then plus I get to go back to Ohio. So
that's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like baseball is like the 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon. There's connections all over the place. So obviously you knew guys on this team and within the organization.
Yeah, you know what? Baseball is a small world. You run into a lot of people, play with a lot of guys, especially with, you know, all the free agents and trades and, you know, even running into guys when you were in minor leagues or even facing, ran into a couple guys in the clubhouse that were with the Padres when I was with the Padres a couple years ago. So a couple of the younger guys. So it's always, you know, fun to get to experience different teams. And, you know, I felt like this was going to be a good fit for me.
You mentioned being with the Padres, with the Oakland organization, Cincinnati, the Dodgers, Seattle. So you've been around. And yet in the end, when you walk into a Major League clubhouse, is it like a welcoming committee? I mean, in the end, hey, we're all Major League Baseball players, and whether you're a 10-year vet or whether you've signed in the offseason, hey, come on in and join the party somewhat.
Yeah, you know what? It was really, really welcoming when the first day I came in here. I know it was a couple days after pitchers and catchers had already started, but you know, all the guys that were in here were just, they're excited to, you know, and really welcoming. You know, hey, we're excited to have you here. You know, it's we're going to go out and we're going to have some fun and prepare for the season.
Again, we're talking with new Indians pitcher. They signed him recently, Aaron Harang, right-hander that comes to the Tribe organization. Aaron, you mentioned having faced this team last year, there's some familiarity. What were your perceptions of this Indians team, and especially the offense that you had to face?
You know, I felt like, you know, there's a lot of key pieces. You know, you have, you got Barney. He's, you know, great leadoff guy. I faced him many years when he was down in Houston. You know, obviously facing Swish before, even when he was in the minor leagues, you know, he was always a highly touted player, and, you know, getting to watch him kind of grow and progress into the player he's grown into. You know, and then facing Cabby multiple years and Kip, and, you know, seeing some of these guys when they were younger, and you know, just seeing how they've progressed and the good players they become. So, you know, I feel like it's just a good group of guys. You know, they're out here working hard. I mean, they're here early every day, you know, getting their workouts in even before, you know, regular stuff happens. So,
Aaron, from your perspective, now flipping it to the pitching side, what do you bring to this organization, and how do you view this Indian staff?
You know, they got a good group of guys. Obviously, Justin be your big horse. You know, and you got a lot of other guys. You know, working in, they're younger, they're still establishing themselves, but are very quality pitchers. And, you know, I think the biggest thing for me, I'm gonna come in, I'm gonna give you an opportunity to win every time I take the ball. You know, try and give you 6-7 innings. Obviously, I'd prefer to go 9, but the way baseball works anymore, you know, you don't find many guys that do that. So, you know, but I'm going to go out and I'm going to give you, you know, everything I got every time I take the ball and give you a chance to win.
Again, from your perspective, either last year as an outsider or now joining the organization here in 2014, Aaron, how close is this team, having tasted a little bit of what success is all about last year? How close are they now to taking the next step?
Very close. I mean, it's, you just feel the excitement, you feel the adrenaline, you know, even the first day I walked into camp, you could just tell there was excitement to be here and to start preparing for the season. So, you know, it's always fun to come into an atmosphere like that, and you know, it kind of feed off of it. So, you know, I'm going to go out, I'm going to prepare, you know, like I know I can, and get ready to pitch for a long season, and, you know, go out there and do everything I can to help this team win.
Again, we're talking with Aaron Harang as he joins us here as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. Aaron, as a guy who's been around the block now a few years, do you approach spring training a little bit differently as a veteran now that you kind of know what the process is to get ready for a season?
Yeah, you definitely do. You definitely do. You know what is expected of you when you come in. You know how you need to prepare. You know, you obviously, when you're a younger guy, you always start throwing a lot earlier in the season and or in the off season. You know, as a veteran guy, you kind of know your body, you know what it takes for you to be prepared to go out and you know, get your work in during the spring, so, and prepare for the season. So yeah, you definitely come in with a different attitude, and but you still got to prepare like everybody else.
And also, as a veteran pitcher, do you somewhat take an opportunity to perhaps mentor a younger guy, you know, or at least offer some advice, like a Carrasco or a Salazar, who just seems to have all the potential in the world? Does that offer you an opportunity to do that as well?
It does. It does. You know, I mean, I had some veteran guys that, you know, kind of took me under their wing when I was younger and you know, talked to me a lot and were there to ask questions and you know, hopefully get answers, and you know, so now I got to pay it forward, and it's part of the process of being around for a while. You find those young guys that are right on the cusp of becoming very, very good, and you know, you just throw a few things there if you're seeing something, or you'd be there to as a bulletin board to get questions asked.
And I would think those younger guys are like sponges. They just kind of soak up as much as they can.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that was the biggest thing for me coming up is, you know, you pick the brains of the older guys and, you know, see what they did to prepare and how you just watch. I mean, that was the biggest thing is just watch what they do and, you know, just be around, you know, seeing how they go about their business. So,
yep.
And that's a huge thing for the veteran guys is to come in and, you know, get to just kind of be there, be mentors.
And you mentioned in the past having worked with and known Jason Giambi. He really filled that role with this baseball team last year.
Yeah, yeah. The first day of live BP, I was out, and I was telling some of the other guys, threw three pitches, and he hollered out at me. He's like, hey, your front shoulder's flying open. So just in the you know, the times that I have faced in the past few years, you know, in three pitches, he can – tell me that and you know, so I can make that adjustment.
Wow.
That's the importance of having a guy like him is, you know, he can sit on the bench and he can, you know, he can even be in, you know, in Tito's ear a little bit. You know, if he sees something that you know, they might not see right at the time because they're worried about other situations in the game. So, you know, that's you got to have those kind of guys. And I mean, you really appreciate those guys when you do have them.
Now, by the way, before we let you go, I'm not a small guy, but you dwarf me, Aaron. I mean, 6'7", it says here in the news release when you were signed. I mean, you got some hoops in your background?
I did when I was a lot skinnier and I could jump, you know. But, you know, I always joke, they made that movie, White Men Can't Jump. That's exactly why I quit playing basketball. So, you know, I stick to baseball. Obviously,
you were a banger.
It worked out for me.
You were a banger.
I was a low post guy. I come in and shove you around a little bit, and that was about it. You know, get some rebounds and dish them off to the fast guys.
I'm thinking, you're down in the block, man. You're grabbing up rebounds. That's what you're doing. And now you're out on the hill. I would imagine that size can kind of work as an intimidation factor a little bit, just flying off that hill at 6'7".
That's what a lot of guys have told me that when they, you know, get next to me and actually realize, oh my man, you are huge. You know, they don't realize it. Even fans, they get next to me and I said, well, you got other guys in the dugout that are, you know, 6'4", 6'5", but when they get next to you, they finally realize how big you are.
Hey, any guy that can make me feel small, it's great to meet you and know you. That's how I feel about it. Hey, welcome to Cleveland. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks.
It's good to have you on. Aaron Harang, he's the newest member of the Indian staff as he signs during the offseason, and he joins us here as part of our Wahoo Week coverage from Goodyear, Arizona.